Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Greets and good evening, everyone. All of you progressive heads, dreaming and scheming, the scammers. Bringing forth the resolution revolution, the solution to the world that turns, the world that turns. Like I said, good evening, folks. This is your host, Bud Strider, on the line. Know that we are still working our way to, working our way through the blog universe. We've got the ninth show here. And tonight we want to give you a bird's eye on the president's visit to Portlandistan, to the City of Roses. You know, there's a reason why he chose Portland. And again, we know who we are, and today it was quite a spectacle. So what we have to offer to you tonight is nothing shy from an overview. And within that overview, we want to give you a visual as if we were there, because we were really there, and we were all there together. And you're going to get a little this, that, and the other. And making my way over to the, over to my show notes, my tags for this evening. I've got the keywords Brothers Obama and Osama. I think it's rather coy that that we would be projecting a terrorist figurehead in Osama, and then hire Barack Obama to clean up the mess that the bushwhackers left us. And in cleaning up that mess, we have to look at times past in order to understand where we're at and where we're going. Cleaning that up means nothing less than a thorough overview of events that have been unfolding. The big one was when the Prime Minister of Israel was speaking at the League of Nations, I believe, in New York. This was in the Wall Street Journal, I think about 3 weeks ago. And he boldly stated to the world and to the nations at large that the majority of the world community believes that 9-1-1 was an inside job, and that was orchestrated as a facet of Y2K. A lot of people feel that Y2K never happened. Well, Y2K was a belated 9-1-1, and we're going to leave it up to you to figure out the difference. We don't want to lose anybody with the macro dynamic politic this early in the show. But if you read the description of the Siren Nation broadcast, this is our mission. We're going to rock the vote in an effort to bring to light matters which affect us all, which draw the chief of our nation to the front lines of change and transformation, which is Portland, Oregon. We're ending the war on drugs, setting the tone for a garden culture economic recovery. And in so doing, we are refining Measure 67 by defining 74. And at the same time, putting the brakes on the capitalization, corporatization, and cannibalism, which we feel is represented in the legalization efforts of those megalithic characters who seek to effect change from lofty perspectives. Said it before, I'll say it again, that the change at hand comes from the roots to the crown, from the bottom up, and therefore it is a grassroots movement, and we are the ones that we've been waiting for. So we're going to get on with this. The key words for tonight's discussion, Islam in America, and rally at the convention, you know, the crossroads. And in this case, it was the Portland City Center Convention today, Blue Cosmic Eagle, day 3 of the self-existing moon. It's also got the key word, Die 74, the Thunderbirds. And we are your petition monkeys on the front line, bridging worlds and racking and stacking those affirmative points of interest which rock the vote and encourage people to play a leading role. And then finally, the fifth pillar is special events and up-and-coming opportunities for people to support and to plug into the movement and some of the up-and-coming debates and and roundtable discussions, which will help you come into a better understanding. It will. So, ever onward, ever onward. And we also, during this segment, want to play a soundtrack for you that was recorded by Mr. Montreville Blakely and friends. And Montreville is quite the character. He's a bluesman. He's traveled extensively. He's a veteran. He's raising a family in no man's land out in the Eastgate. And Montreville, through the likes of Arlo Guthrie, had the privilege and opportunity to submit some track to some folks that were spearheading and are still spearheading a project called Give Us Your Homeless. And it's a collaborative effort of various notable artists such as Bruce Springsteen, John Bon Jovi, Sting, and Arlo himself, a number of other heads. But in this case, it was Natalie Merchant, who handpicked from one of the 13 tracks some music that spoke to her. And so out of that came some recording sessions, and Mantra and Chris, Chris, what's his name, because he fell shy at the finish line, Holzer, pardon me. No, no pun intended, Chris, but you still owe me money. And Chris and Mantra were flown to the University of Boston in New York to record No Good Reason, and No Good Reason made it onto the Best Of compilation, which is now part of an outreach education program, as well as the Conscious Caravan Tour and a Groovy Movie. And this is basically a program for students who are graduating from high school, this program is an orientation to the realities of homeless and how to avoid them, how to avoid being homeless on the streets, which more and more people today are. And we know with the mortgage crisis and all the other crises that we definitely have to relearn how to live, and in so doing, we are gathering here again today, brothers and sisters, to get our minds together and perhaps our collective will in carving out a creative future and something that is sustainable, home-based, and autonomous from corporate slavery, corporate property, which most of us are and are unaware of. So, without further ado, Islam and America, Islam in America. Amor is to love again, ik is the spirit thereof, and ah, well, you can figure that. Islam is the as a dual-fold meaning, one which implies or represents the law of nature, and the other would be submission to the Most High or to the will of God, or in this case, love, which is the law. A good way of looking at that would be to utilize the lens of Keen 93, and in this case, we resort to more of a Western spin on Islam, which is infused in a contact practice, and that practice is essentially the power of prayer, meditation, self-reflection, and yoga. And in this case, we say, do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. Love is the law. Love under will. So, on that note, Islam is on the rise here in North America for good reason. Islam is the only organized religion that stands to equalize capitalism. And Islam, in practice, is a good way for men to learn how to cooperate. Yes, we do have to bow our heads on occasion. And when you engage in salat practice, or if you engage in what I think they call libr al, is that right? Or what we call the daily oracle, then what you're engaging in is a quality of consciousness, a continuing consciousness, which is hardwired to the cycle of the day or the cycle of the sun. And with that practice comes an acute sense of mindfulness and an occasional a check-in with oneself and one's ego, which puts into proper perspective the order of the galactic dynamic. And a great deal of awareness, a great deal of focus, and other subtle qualities of consciousness that are absolutely necessary when contemplating the day or emptying out at night. So we welcome Islam, and you know, there's a lot of Christians out there who are unaware of the symbiotic connection between Islam and Christianity. And if you read the Quran, you'll find that there are similar stories that affirm those in the Holy Scriptures, and there's a great deal of correlation and crossover, but a very distinct and an acute awareness of God as a human being, as an ordinary man, yet when in tune with his higher self or his daemon, then what you have is the potential for a cosmic human who is in tune with all of his relations and is well-balanced, well-rounded, according to a bodhisattvic creed, which is really the power of seven found in the first surah of the Holy Quran called Al-Fatiha. You'll find another dynamic overlay in Thalima, which integrates elements of the feminine great mystery into these contact prayers, so that what you have is a well-rounded agnostic type of view when fused into net time or noospheric earth time, that of the Dream Spell Oracle, then what you get are daily affirmations, which are dynamic and formulated according to a mathematical code we call the 19 code. And within this particular thread of thought, you have a very dynamic prayer, which is never static or the same. Although there are common, there is a framework to the synchronic order, which is derived from a mathematical higher perspective, which can only be appreciated from the perspective of the Zolk'in or the discovery of the law of time. The discovery of the law of time, again, we are just setting the stage for a deep dive into a most profound science, a most profound cosmology, and a great deal of imagination. So by tuning into these segments, you're receiving a primer to the work of Dr. Jose Arguelles and Moideen Arguelles, and an incredible dharma which will feed your mind and nurture your soul in many ways, and a little goes a long way. So we're just starting with Agent 67 and the Pan Intelligence, which is catalyzed through the cannabis sativa, which induces a quality of timelessness and self-reflective awareness so that you can sit still long enough to receive new knowledge. New knowledge, and that's what you need, honey. Well, listen, we're going to keep moving this along. Again, I want to come back into perspective with today's rally, so we got to get on with this next tune. And this is from the scratch tracks of the Montreal Blakely Artist Collective, and this was recorded back in 1996, and this was written and composed by Montreal Blakely, and he's playing guitar, percussion, and we've got Donnie on the bass guitar and Jason Gibson on the box drum. Hope you enjoy.
The title of the song is So, So Sad. It's copyrighted in 2005 by Montreville Monroe Blakely Jr. It's in 3 sharps, key of A. We're going to start it out, B minor to E7 add 9. Here we go. Straight through hell, I see your tears falling.
wonder, here's my hand now, baby. Won't you let me be your man? Come on now, tell me, because I'm falling in love with you. Mm-hmm. Baby, you're my love child. I'll make you happy. I'm gonna raise a nice smile. But so, so sad. All the love I could have had, thought you'd find me by now.
Yepity yep, I thought you would find me by now. Suspect it's hard for her nowadays. We come in so many different colors and flavors, and today was quite a display of creativity and activism and outspoken, passionate folks just converging together to be heard, to be seen, to be felt by one another. And boy, did we waste no time in getting busy with it. It was quite something to be underneath the fall sun. You know, these were the belated summer days we were promised, and she came through for us today. There was whirly birds in the sky, and there were people, all around the block. You had folks who were really coming on with their opinions, and a lot of flushing out and threshing on the floor of creativity and insight, and just an amazing display of support for President Obama and for Governor Kitzhaber. And it's really something again to be there with the Thunderbirds, and we gather at Tiny's here every so often, and today we gathered and we enjoyed some eats and had a chance to sit with B. Kyle and Laura and Captain Blackarm, and I think it was Rick who dropped in. I think that's right. Some new faces there, and Agent 67 working out the detail with his camera, and we've taken some nice photos and going to tell a good story for you, so you can drop into the blog works at Jason G. Gibson, and from there you can think a link, if you will. So just know that we're kicking up the volunteer opportunities, and if you're out there, Oregon is the first state to offer out-of-state cardholder services. If you have half a wit and half a will, you can participate in this year's election no matter what state you're in. And you might even pay us a visit and call upon the Kinship Center or the PAN to talk to somebody who can help facilitate your privileges under the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program. This is the Extended Virgin Program. We call Mojo Maximus Mama Lama Rama Program. And we want to encourage you to call into our database at firedoglake.com. You can access that. If you can't find that through searching on the internet, you can go to the website, which is linked to this blogcast, which would be blogtalkradio.com/progressive party. And then you'll see a link to Labor Locals. And from there, you've got the keys to Fire Dog Lake, which is a rather resourceful utility, which actually marks the contributions of those volunteers. And know that if you do volunteer in this movement, that it's the most creative movement that's happening today in terms of economy. Not like that lofty Planet Art Network trip, but something that really equates into dollars, you know, and something that actually trickles down into economy, and something that's localized and focalized in community here. So get out there with your freak flag and get on the phone, dial up those voters and let them know how you feel about garden culture economy and holistic integration of cannabis sativa. Let them know that cannabis is already legal. I mean, it's amazing how many people in Oregon are unaware that we are legal eagles here. We're 12 years into it, and amazingly enough, folks are by and large unaware of that. So do call in, do dial for those dollars, and you'll find yourself talking to folks who are interested in becoming cardholders, and if so, know that there is referral fees and other ways and means for you to become a professional caregiver with the Oregon Medical Marijuana Care Providers Association, and that we're really the only advocate for caregivers out here. Everybody else is selling green cards or politicking the view, and there's very little the cross-pollination integration of the patient base or networking that's encouraged by clinics. Many of them are still entrenched in competition, and we challenge them to come out of that paradigm and open up the doors so that your plant doctors and practitioners, your LMTs, your LMPs, your PAN, Pan Man, shamanic, conscious liberator can get to work in bridging worlds and connecting the dots. That's right. I want to connect the dots. So if you are able to volunteer, you can do so from home, or you can join us. You can call again the Kinship Center at 503-505-6952. View, and if you're digging it, then you know, forward it to a friend. Forward it to a friend. We've got a couple of special events up and coming here for you. I'm going to take a peek and get over to my profile link. And what do we got in the events category? But good things. We've got the phone banking get-togethers, which are happening, Monday through Saturday. And you can either do that from home, or we have offices at Green Free and Voter Power that are usually staffed, and more often than not, we've got the Brie production, which is a profile of love, which is ongoing, and that's performing. That's being performed tonight at 11 o'clock. And but Strider's got to get busy and get downtown. We've also got what do we got? That's in the here we go. We've got the we've got John Sejo down in Salem, Eugene, for a debate on the 20th. That's not coming up in my events tab. And of course, we've got a couple of other special events and dance parties that we look forward to attending. But without further ado, the town hall meeting to discuss Measure 74 will be occurring at the Multnomah County Library Saturday, October 30th from 4 to 5 p.m., and so on and so forth. So, again, we want to thank you for tuning in, for tuning up, and checking out of the rat race. Know that garden culture economy is the alternative to the job spell, and know that what's forthcoming doesn't get easier, but it does get better. And I want to encourage you folks, there's a lot of fear out there when it comes to stepping out, and it doesn't have to be that way. You can develop a dimensional devil, an alternative personum to tame domestic forces, or to step out in a light that is befitting and is active. And we say keep it real with the deal. That means responsible, educated, active, and legal. Legal eagles. And, be a legal shield writer with us, okay? GorgeWellness.org is happening for you. And we've also got our outreach meet Access Television, which is cooking. Five channels, 2.8 million viewers. So we hope you're digging it. you got Ways and Means, and send them donations.